notice every day there's at least one Prince track that makes it to a bumper for this show.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, there isn't. But that's because Brian Altimer, who's just returned from a two-day illness.
I know.
Like, everybody's got
he's
this.
He's been bedridden.
Yeah. He's a big guy. He's the Prince. He's the Prince expert. He used to be one of the producers of the Roar Report, which was a 2-minute, and not related to me, of course, in any way. Was a 2-minute feature that ran across the country, in which we put headlines to music.
Yeah, what a good idea.
And every night Brian had another suggestion. You know, Prince has a song because we would find a song that would fit whatever the news story was, and no matter what it was,
yeah.
You go, you know, Prince did on it, and you know, Prince for a while released like 10 albums on his own without Warner Brothers, and he did, and it was, and so, you know, it, like hundreds of songs that no one ever heard, but except for Brian.
Of course, Brian would know it.
Yeah,
did you ever work Purple Rain in? Because I can't think of a possible headline.
How many
that would
times
work...
didn't we work Purple Rain in? I think, yeah,
just
I think we did. Darling Nikki, we ran in a lot.
Oh,
we worked that out a lot. Yeah.
That song is too dirty to play
on
the
radio. We worked that one out.
My favorites will always be the R. Kelly parody songs, though. I'm sorry. Those were the best. When he used to do those.
Yes, slow-mo. Brian's got he's got a couple of good R. Kelly parody songs in his. The man's a sonic genius.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but that is not why we called, because we got so many, we got a lot of things we got to get to here, because it is time officially for
the Top 5 at 5 on the Rocon Show, brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. Home improvement at true outlet prices of 40 to 60% off.
It's the Top 5 on the Rocon Show. Let's go.
Thank you, Builder Supply Outlet. We love you.
Yes, we do.
All right, checking in at
number 5.
Well, speaking of the media, at spring training in Mesa, Arizona, Tom Ricketts had to respond to a threat from presidential candidate Donald Trump.
Oh, my gosh. This is an alternative universe.
I mean, again, people don't get it. This is, you're not supposed to have presidential candidates threatening people, but it's okay. It's okay. It's okay, I guess. He said that he was mad at the Ricketts family. Tom's mother, actually, spent money, donated money to a political action committee that is running anti-Trump ads.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump said, hey, you better stop this.
$3 million.
You better stop this because, you know, they got a lot of secrets.
Well, I mean, it's a little surreal when Donald Trump threatens your mom. But you know, the fact is, whether it's my mom or my dad on his ending spending stuff, or my sister on marriage equality, or my brothers, what they do, or what we do with the team, you know, we're pretty much an open book. I mean, we stand up for what we believe in. We support the causes that we think are important. You know, that's what America should be. So that's who we are.
Any idea what you're
Look, if we had something to hide, you guys would have found it by now, I'm sure. So I have no idea.
You know, I got to tell you, I admire Tom Ricketts immensely.
Mm-hmm.
And I admire the Ricketts family. I don't always agree with Papa Joe on everything that he stands for.
Wasn't
Omaha.
He trying to run some of the anti-Obama ads in 2012?
Yeah. He was, right. And then it was bad timing.
He was trying to get Cubs approval from
the mayor. Where the Ricketts family was trying to get some sway from Rahm Emanuel on the changes at Wrigley Field. But I think what the Ricketts family have done for, and again, this is a family from Omaha, but Tom and his siblings went to Northwestern, so they relocated back here to Chicago, have had amazing business success, done a great job with the Cubs, done a great job with Wrigley Field, which, you know, that's a tough thing to do. You know, it's an iconic stadium, but it was a mess.
Yeah, absolutely. And look at where the Cubs are now.
Yeah. And even if the Cubs weren't where they are now, because I don't think anybody anticipated a year ago that they would be as successful as they were last year, let alone what it looks like for this year. You know, they have been incredible. You know, I don't know how many charitable events we do in a year. I see Tom at almost every single one of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's like
he definitely gives back.
Oh, it's crazy how connected he is to the community, and especially a guy that's not, you know, native born to Chicago. The thuggery of Donald Trump going after his mother. Okay, you know, it's politics. People are going to be against you. People are going to be opposed to you.
But this is how he does it, and it's so successful for him. There was a story in Politico saying that the mega donors, the billionaires, are shying away from fighting Trump, that they're fearful of counterattacks. They're fearful of him doing just what he did, biting back at them, threatening them in some way.
So
you talk about Ricketts, too. Not only has he rebuilt the baseball side and the business side, but of the 81 home games, I think I've seen him talking to fans at probably 50 out of 80 in the last 3 years.
Oh, easy.
He's available.
Easy.
He's there. He's selfies.
That says a lot.
Yeah, he works the concourse, did what Rocky Wirtz did when he took over the team, and Rocky still does it, works in the concourse.
Mm-hmm.
Tom will, you know, move around. I always see him at the Sheffield entrance, at Sheffield Madison. He's always on that corner. The southwest corner, southeast corner of the stadium, and you know, and the thing is, he wants to talk to people, and he's accessible, and he's a great team owner, one of the great team owners in Chicago history, and then he will go down as one if they win the World Series for sure, and I just it's thuggery, and it shouldn't happen, it just shouldn't happen,
but it is.
Yep. All right,
this
but
is the reality.
Speaking thereof,
number four,
Melania, the first Slovenian-born first lady of the United States.
Not yet, but possible.
I don't see it.
It's very possible.
I don't see how
you
it
have
stops.
To embrace that's a possibility, Ro.
She went before the television cameras this morning. She was on Morning Joe, and you know, the topic, of course, is how was it that, you know, he wins the Nevada primary, going away last night. Big number for Trump last night in that, in the caucus, I should say, the Nevada caucus. And,
mm-hmm.
And now, this is interesting. She does not think that her husband was treated fairly in the assessment of what he said about Mexicans.
What about people who feel he is, let's just go down the list because the campaign started and... many felt he had insulted Mexicans.
No, I don't feel he insulted the Mexicans. He said illegal immigrants. He didn't talk about everybody. He talked about illegal immigrants. And after a few weeks, like after 2 weeks, giving him a hard time and bashing him in the media, they turned around. They said, you know what, he's right.
But he did call immigrants, some the immigrants, a lot of them were rapists and, you know, thieves and things like that. And I don't know, is that how you want to classify a group of people coming to this country?
Yeah, I have a prediction for you, by the way.
Okay,
the next big Trump tantrum is going to be against Saturday Night Live. The next live show they have, I think, is in, I don't know, it's this weekend, I think it's in a couple weeks. They will do a Melania bit, and he will go after them.
Right. Well, and you kind of respect him for that. If they go after his wife in any unflattering way,
yeah, but
way,
well, he put her out
something.
There. He did put her out there. She's out there doing interviews, so now she becomes fair game, and that's going to look out. It's going to get bad. Although he didn't care when people said bad stuff about Marla or Ivana, so it doesn't. I don't think he's maybe the whole thing. But
look, I think she came across really well today in that interview on MSNBC. I thought she, you know, you expected a former model who's tried to stay out of the limelight, who seems really, really shy of being in the spotlight in this way, on the stage speaking. She doesn't speak during most of these. We haven't seen her speak. Usually, the future first lady is potentially, you know, running with you. They're giving interviews. They're talking about their perspective. They're supporting their husband. She hasn't been doing that. And today she sat down, and I got to tell you, she did well.
Here she is on Trump's language at home.
What about some of the language he uses? He curses.
Well, do I agree all the time with him?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't. And I tell him that. I tell him my opinions. I tell him what I think. Sometimes he listens, sometimes he don't.
I bet he doesn't listen a lot. Can you imagine him listening?
Put it this way. He's got a plane. I think that's the most important thing right now for Melania. He's got his own plane.
And then there's this. Weather in the first 5 minutes. Watch Chicago's first weather report at 10 p.m. with Tom Skilling. Weeknights on WGN-TV News at 10.
All right, top 5 continues at
number 3.
Hillary Clinton on the Steve Harvey Show. She was actually did this last week, it ran today, discussing a wide variety of issues that matter to voters. But there was only one issue that mattered to Steve.
So this is an important question. No flip-flopping on this one at all.
Oh, boy.
Deep dish or thin crust?
Well, probably at this point in my life, thin crust. I've eaten a lot of deep dish over the years and enjoyed every bite of it.
Yeah. Yeah. I know, that's a hard one for me, because there's a certain, like, Malnati's, not that they're a sponsor, but Malnati's, I can't do it.
I would always go deep dish. I'm sorry. Yeah. Deep dish. And that's always the problem when you move anywhere else, or you live anywhere else, or you're just there for an extended vacation. You can't really ever get the good deep dish pizza.
Mm-mm.
Thin crust is available everywhere.
That's true. And then Chicago's got great thin crust, too. They got all kinds of great stuff. But this is it's a unique deal. All right. Check in at
number two.
Chocolate or vanilla, pancakes or waffles, PlayStation or Xbox, Trump or Clinton. Kids have a lot of tough choices. And in less than a month, children and adult children will have yet another tough choice to make. Batman or Superman? The ultimate Batman versus Superman experience charity, Henry Cavill, who is playing Superman in this, asked kids who was better. And he did not get the answer he was looking for.
Just as a starter, who thinks better, Superman or Batman?
Batman.
You think Batman's better? Oh, why is Batman better?
He can fly.
I mean, he can only fly if he falls off something. Oh, I think you've got Batman confused with Superman, haven't you?
No.
Because Superman can fly.
Batman can fly because he's got wings.
He kind of has wings, because Batman can't go up. He can only go down. Superman can do both, can't he? Is Batman still better than Superman?
Yes.
Yeah? What's your favorite superpower?
Laser eyes.
Now, who can do laser eyes?
Superman.
Superman. Yes, that is correct. Can Batman do laser eyes?
No.
No. He just sits in a cave.
Adorable. Very sweet.
Yeah. And finally, we like to do something, for the kids.
Number one.
Uh-oh. Kanye West. By the way, he's your after Donald Trump, he's your next president of the United States.
2020.
Mm-hmm. Kanye went off last night in Los Angeles telling a crowd that Amber Rose, right, his ex-girlfriend, has been out talking about Kanye in the bedroom.
Ooh.
And saying that Kanye is a guy who likes a particular kind of additional act during the lovemaking.
Mm-hmm.
That
well put.
Yeah,
it's hard to really put words
explain,
to it, but it's out there.
Yeah,
if you want to find it, Google it.
He likes, and she put out a tweet about this.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, Kanye, he did not like this.
Immediate takeout. Stop trying to make up stories.
I didn't really understand everything there.
Does not play like that.
It seemed unhinged. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
He does not like fingers in his whatever.
Yeah. Did you hear Kris Kardashian is upset about Kanye because she thinks he's ruining the Kardashian brand?
Oh my God! God forbid that should happen.
Yep, that's what it's come to.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're going to. You know what they're going to do? They're going to force a divorce there, and then you're going to And then he's going to have to get half of the Kardashian estate.
Because we have already heard he's, $53 million in debt? Is that
he's going to, right. That's the only thing that's keeping them from dumping him right now is that he needs the money.
And it's a new TV season. I mean, that's another season.
Yeah. That's true.
He makes limited appearances, but they're still very important ones.
All right. God. And this is the world and now in which we live.
The top five at five.